Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Kisavoy, Tavshin Pei Dalid. Bechesed Elyon, with Parshas Kisavoy, we begin the fifth cycle of this Meshechach Mashir that we started, Baruch Hashem, 4 years ago. And the Schus of being Mefitz, Rav Meir Simcha's Torah, learning together the Meshech Chachma, being Nischazik together, should be a schus for all of us in the Shir, and for all of Klal Yisrael. The schus of Rav Meir Simcha should stand for Klal Yisrael, that we should all be zeiche to aksiva v'chasima taiva. And I thank all of you who follow the Shir, who listen to the Shir, and even though we don't necessarily know each other, some of you reach out to me, some of you I know, most I don't, but together we're connected through the Torah that we learn, and Be'ez Hashem, it should be a schus. We're going to learn a Meshech Chachma, Perechov Vav, Pasuk Tezayin. Hayoyim hazeh, Hashem alikecha mitzavcha la'asoy tezachukim o'ele v'samishbotim. Today, Hashem, your God, is commanding you to do the chukim, these chukim, and the mishpatim. V'shamarta v'yasisoysam. V'chal levavcha v'chal nafshecha. You should guard and you should do them with all of your heart and all of your soul. Zakter Meir Simcha, what is these words, v'shamarta v'yasisoysam, v'chal levavcha v'chal nafshecha? What are we referring to? So Zakter Meir Simcha Koi al kol hamitzvos v'achukim. It's going back on the beginning of the pasuk. La'asoyt es hachukim ha'ele v'samishpatim. Now which chukim are we referring to? Which mishpatim are we referring to? Zakter Meir Simcha ki b'sefer zeh nichlelu kulam. We are going on kol hamitzvos v'achukim. Not necessarily on anything specific that we've just talked about from the beginning of the parsha. Rather, it's going on all the mitzvahs and the chukim in the Torah. This is a klolius dike pasuk, pasuk tezayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, shamarta v'asisa oisam, or Moshe Rabbeinu said, b'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. All mitzvahs should be done, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Now what? Why? How do we know we're going on all the mitzvahs? So Meir Simcha says, "K'moy shekasav hagrozal reish devarim," like the Vilna Gaon says in the beginning of Devarim. Ayin sham. I'm sorry. Let's go back a line. Koy al kol hamitzvos v'achukim. It's going on all the mitzvahs. Ki b'sefer zeh nichlelu kulam. In this sefer, in Devarim, all the mitzvahs of the Torah are included. Meaning to say, every mitzvah, whether it's in Shema Yisrael, Bayikra, Bamidbar, is nichlal in Devarim. So in Sefer Devarim, we have all the mitzvahs. K'moy shekasav hagrozal reish Devarim ayin sham, and we'll see that in a moment. And on that says the Torah, these chukim u'mishpatim, meaning kol ha'chukim v'mishpatim, you should do them b'chol levav, chol nafshecha. So if Meir Simcha tells us ayin sham, let's look at the Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, beginning of Dvarim. He says some very, very geshmaka things. And he says as follows. He writes that he says, da, ki mineila ha-dvarim ad Hashem leikeinu him akdama shel ha-sefer. He says, from the pasuk Eila HaDvarim, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, until the pasuk Hashem Alekeinu, pasuk Vav, Diber Eleinu B'chayrev, is the Hakdam of the Sefer. And therefore he says in these psukim, it says Moshe Rabbeinu is going to speak, or he spoke, three times. Eila HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe B'nei Yisrael, Hayo Moshe Be'eretz Kol HaTorah Hazos. Three times in these five psukim, it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Mipnei She'yesh B'Sefer Hazeh Gimel Chalokim. Zok the Gaon, because in Sefer Devarim there's three parts. From the beginning of the Sefer, until Perakei Pasuk Aleph, the Vayikra of before Aseres Hadibrais, Midaber Binyane Musar. That's Musar. And from there, from Perakei Pasuk Aleph, until the Brachas and Klalas in Parshas Kisavoy, Perichov Zayin Pasuk Tezvav, Midaber Meha Mitzvais. That talks about the Mitzvais. Umisham ve'elech, from there and on, midaber mi brachos uklalos u'sharinyanim, brachos and klalos and all other type of inyanim. Therefore, he says, that's why if the first part of Sefer Devarim ends, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, in the Vayikra of before the Aseres HaDibrais, that is why in Perek Dalet Pasuk Mem Hei, a few psukim before that, it says Eloh Eidos Vachukim Vamishvatim Vachar Kachischo Vayikra Moshe Shu Inyan Echad. It says Eloh Eidos Vachukim. What are the Eidos and the Chukim? So we're going to continue. Vayikra Moshe is now going to be the beginning of the mitzvahs that we're going to talk about here in Sefer Devarim. V'chein Lifnei Habrachis in Perek of Zayin in our parsha. Pasuk Ches and Tes. It says there, "V'chasavta lavonim es kol divrei ha'Torah hazois ba'er heitev." And then it says, "V'yidaber Moshe v'kayim leviyim akol Yisrael haskeis u'shma Yisrael." Again, because that is the inyan of the brachas and the klalos. Ve'elu hashloishahim kailo shel kol ha'Torah. So says the Gra, these three chalakim, they are koilel the entire Torah. Va'atayra gamkein shloisha svarim. The Torah is also made up of three svarim. Shem Shmois Vayikra Mamidbar. Right, Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're saying, repeating everything. And he's going to be koilel all three halakim in Dvarim. So what's the three halakim of the Torah? Shmois Vayikra Mamidbar. U'bereishis hu shayrish kol ha'Torah. Bereishis is the shayrish, but there's no mitzvahs in Bereishis. Bereishis is all the background until you get to Shmois. The Medrash is divided into three different Svarim, Safra, Sifri, and Mechilta, which is Shemais Vayikra Bamidbar. V'zeu Shamru, and that's the Gemara on Shabbos, the Yov Arayon Tlisa. The Torah was given as Tlisa, as three. Shem Shloisha Svarim, those are the three Svarim. V'ashloisha Svarim Shel Dvarim, so now we've already established that Sefer Devarim is made up of three chalakim, three separate Svarim is calling them. They are connected the Shloisha Shel Torah. They're connected the three of Shmois Vayikra Mamidbar, Dainu. Connected Eile Shmois Hu Eile HaDvarim. U'connected Vayikra Hu Vayikra. U'connected Bamidbar Hu Vayidaber. That's the three chalakim of Sefer Devarim. Each one actually starts connected the Sefer that it is associated with. V'zeu shomer b'medrash, and that's what it says in the Medrash. V'yikra hu malei halachais. Sefer v'yikra is full of halachais. U'chenegnoi dvarim nami malei halachais. And so too dvarim is full of halachais. U'lechayra ma'inyin zelezeh, says the Gra, what shaychis. V'yikra to dvarim. Aval lefi ma'ashik asafti atzi shaper. The part of Sefer Devarim, which is corresponds to Vayikra, the part of Sefer Devarim, which is Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, is associated with Vayikra, who is Malei Halachis. Vashloisha Svarim Ha'ele Him Keneged Shloisha Sha'arim. Then he says an interesting thing. And he says these three Svarim are Keneged three gates. There's a Rosh, a beginning, there's a middle, and there's an end. Eile HaDvarim is B'Rosh HaPasuk. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. Diber Moshe. Again, we're saying that in the beginning of Devarim, the first five Sukkim are the Hakdama. And it says three times Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, which is Keneged, the three Svarim of Devarim, split up later. So he says, and each one is connected a different point. So Eila Hadvarim is in the beginning of a pasuk. Diber Moshe is in the middle of pasuk Gimel. Vayhi bar Moshe. Shodem Moshe as a chaychaydish. Diber Moshe. It's in the middle. And pasuk Hey, Be'er Yardim Eretz Moav. Hayil Moshe Be'er Sater Azayz Leimar. The third time Moshe Rabbeinu talking is at the end of the pasuk. Hayil Moshe Leimar U'Besayfa pasuk. So that is the Gra explaining to us how Sefer Devarim is Kailal Kol HaMitzvahs. And since Sefer Devarim is Kailal Kol HaMitzvahs, so Reb Meir Simcha is telling us in our pasuk here, which is not exactly the end of the second chalik, it's close. We are in Perek Havav, pasuk Tez Zayin, and the second chalik ends, where did he say it ends? Chav Zayin Tezvav Be'erech starts the brachas and the klalas, but it starts really earlier than that. It starts at the beginning of Perek Chav Zayin. So as he said, Perek, what did he say? He said Pasuk Ches V'Chasapta Labonim is called Dibra Terazoyz Bar Hetev. That's already talking about the end of the mitzvahs. So we're here towards the end of this chelik of the mitzvahs, and on that says the pasuk. What's ha-chukim? That's referring to all of the mitzvahs that we've been talking about all the way since Parshas Veschanan by the Aseres HaDibrois, which is the middle part of Sefer Devarim, which is Kailo Kol HaMitzvahs, and that the Torah is saying a klaliistic thing, Vishamarta Vasisa Isam, Vichalavavcha, Uvichalnavshecha. And you should do them with all of your lave and all of your nefesh. Now, I just want to say one last thing. Once we're in the Gra, it's not Mamash Nageya Tar Parsha, but how could we not say it? I heard this Gra from my Rebbe, Reb Shlaim Rebda, Zichron Lebracha, many times. It's printed in one of the Sfarim, I think the one on Purim, where the Gaon says as follows. It says, Asher Diber Moshe Kol Yisrael. Pirush, it's a very important thing to know. B'chol Dover, in everything, Yesh Payel U'Pa'ula V'Nifal V'Shairish. There's a Payel, someone who's doing something. There's the Pa'ula, there's the act. There's the Nifal, the one it's being done to. V'Shairish, and there's a root. L'mashal. Hazera Shazaranaisa Hiapa'ula. So the seed, let's say you plant something. The seed that's being planted, that's the act. Ha'adam hazereyahu apayel. The person doing it is the one who's acting. And the adam ha'shazarim by in the ground that you're planting in, he ha'nifal, that is the one it's being done to. V'sheirish ha'koyel, Hashem yisparach. The sheirish is everything, is the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Ki hu sibas kol ha'sibos v'akol talubay. Everything's dependent on him. That means to say, what the Gra is saying, you could have a payel, you could have someone who's an unbelievable, the one who does the act, he's an artisan, he's an expert. You could have the pa'ula, the things, the materials that he's working with are the best materials. You could have the nifal, what's where it's being done, the most fertile ground. But yet, if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu making it successful, all of those are not successful. And he says, V'zeh shomer Adoniel ben Chagis. Adoniel ben Chagis wanted to be the king instead of Shlomo HaMelech. And he went to Shlomo's mother and he tried to weasel his way back into the Malchus, give me the Palakshim, and so on and so forth. And he said, Kili ha'isa melucha, really the melucha should have been mine. V'alai samu kol Yisrael, and all of Yisrael put their hope into me, their eyes into me. But even though I was roy for it, and really all of Klal Yisrael wanted it to happen, but Hashem wasn't involved. The reason it wasn't successful was because Shlomo HaMelech is the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And listen to what he says. And Adoniyahu had to admit, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, sham amlu vaynavai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not build the house of the Malucha, so all of the builders are toiling for nothing. Halaynira ba'ayin, gam shani hayaroy l'malucha. He says, I was really fitting to be the king. K'may shamar, ki li haitza ha-melucha. Ha-melucha ha-pa'ula. Melucha is the act. That's the melucha, is what should be happening. It should have been mine. V'hu haya nifal. And he's the one it should have happened to. He should have been the king. And v'alai samu kol Yisrael. Who should have made him the king? Who are the payalim? Klal Yisrael. Hey, my payalim. So you have the payal, the pula, and the nifal. And they were unbelievable. They all should have worked. But didn't work. Everything's telling the Rabbi Nishalayla. And that's Yim Hashem Leivna Bayis. If Hashem doesn't build him, Shav Amlu, Bainav, Bay. The builders are the Bainim. And the act is the building. And Bay are the materials, what they're building with, their creation. But Yim Hashem Leivna Bayis, you could have everything perfect. But if Hashem doesn't give siyata d'shmaya, it's not going to work. So therefore he says, that's pshat over here. Diber Moshe kol Yisrael, Moshe hu apoyel, kol Yisrael hu anifalim. They're the ones happening too. What's he doing? Asher tziva, hi apula. And Hashem hu sheirish hakol. Hashem is the sheirish of everything. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. The next pasuk says, it says in a few psukim, Hashem alikeinu diber eleinu. It's the Rabbeinu Shalayim who's the Sheirish HaKol. And that says the Gain, Neged HaPayol Asher Diber Moshe, Al HaNifal HaKol B'nei Yisrael, HaPa'ula Kichol Asher Tziva Hashem. But what's the Sheirish? The Sheirish is Hashem. So now we've looked at the Gra, and the Gra has told us Dvarim Neiraim, that the Dvarim, Sefer Dvarim, is divided into three parts. There's the Musar, there's the Mitzvahs, and Brachas and Klalos, the Shaar and Yonim. Zokter Meir Simcha, this Pasuk here, towards the end of the Mitzvahs, or Kamat by the Brachas and Klalos, is a Klaliyistik Mitzvah, B'Shamarta, V'Asisai Sam, V'Cholavavcha, V'Chol Navshecha. Ulam! But now Meir Simcha says a Meredek thing. Alderech HaTzachos Nira. It says it's not Pasha Pshat, it's more of a Drush, Derech HaTzachos. That this pasuk Hashem again Ayem Hazeh Hashem Likecha Mitzavcha Lasois V'Shamarta V'Asisesam B'Chol Avavcha V'Chol Nafshecha is going back on the pasuk before. What's the pasuk before? The pasuk before is after Videi Maestres. Person comes and brings his Maestres at the end of the Pesach of the fourth year of Shemitah. He brings everything. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, I did everything properly. I gave my Sarishan to the Levi and I gave it to the Ger. I did everything. Rabbi Shalom, look down. So Meir Simcha is a bit bothered over here. What's going on over here? Since when are we allowed to ask for schar for a mitzvah? Rashi says, Ashkifa, Asinu Masha Gazarta Aleinu. We did what you decreed we should do. Asay Ata Masha Alecha. You, Rabbi Nishalom, do what you're supposed to do. Lasois. Shamarta, what did you say? Mechukai said Alecha. Menasati Gishmecha Mitam. Hashkifa Mimen Kachacha. You do your part. Since when are we ask for schar on mitzvahs? Zokter Meir Simcha. In every other mitzvah, you're not allowed to test the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shenemar lo yisenasun. Chutz mizu. One mitzvah. The Meiser. When it comes to Meiser, the Gemara says over there, Masechet Tainis, Aser to Aser, Aser b'shvil shetis Asher. Amar Lei, the Gemara says over there, Menalach, how do you know this? Amar Lei said, Zil Nisi, go try it out. You'll give Meiser Amanas that you're going to get rich. So he says, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yisenasu es Hashem aleikeichem. Zogt, Ochi Amar Rav Hoshia chutz mizu. Except for Meiser, like it says in Malachi, Havio es kol HaMeiser beis hoitzu v'yiter v'veisi uv'chanuni na b'zoi, says the Rabbi Nishalom Amar Hashem Tzvokais. Test me in this mitzvah. Im lo yaftach lochem es haruba es Hashemayim v'arikoisi lochem brocha. Ad bili dai, ad sheyivlu sif seisechem eloi merdai. Your lips are going to be worn out, dry out from saying dai, which is really impossible, because dai is not a lip. is not a lip letter. Dai is not a lip letter. Your lips can never dry out from being saying dai. So it will never happen. You'll have unbelievable bracha. So Zokter Meir Simcha, so we know when it comes to Maisris, you're allowed to test, you're allowed to ask for schar. Kedes Takadosh Baruch Hu. L'chein Omar B'Bir Maiser. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about Bir Maiser. Biarti. Nasati v'levi, asisi k'chol asher tzivisani. I've done the mitzvah of Maiser. I have a right to ask for schar. I have a right to ask, and therefore I say, hashkifo mimayin kodshecha min hashamayim uvarach esamcha Yisrael. So Meir Simcha is giving us an insight into this tefillah of hashkifa. Why do we have a right to ask for schar from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? We could say, Asinu, we did what you were geyser on us. Now you do what you're supposed to do. Where do we get a right to say that? Meiser is an exception. Meiser we're allowed to. But here comes the Meir Simcha with a knetch. So the next pasuk after Ashkifa is our pasuk. V'amachakach. Here's the Meir Simcha's Chiddush. You're right. When it comes to Maaser, you're allowed to test. And you're allowed to ask for schar. But Aser Bishvil Shetisasher, Mikol Mokoyim, there's a higher level. Yoyser Mutav Shetitim B'loy Shum Pniyo Nisoyin Klal. It's zicher better to give the Maaser without relying and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for schar. It's better to give it without any type of side benefits. Raklasis is a chukim ayladaika. But do it because the Rabbeinu Shalom said to do it. And therefore he says, that's Pasuk Tezayin, even though it's the next parsha. Hayim azeh Hashem lekecha mitzavcha lasa chukim ayla v'zimishbatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's telling you to do these mitzvahs. V'shamarta v'asisa isam. So these words are telling you that even though I said you could say hashkifa, but there's a higher level. Do the mitzvahs b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'li machshava, without any other side things, with your entire heart and your entire soul, you're doing the mitzvah for no other reason than what? Hashem alikecha mitzavcha lasayis. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to do it. Zulasi kiyum rotzen abayri yisparach. You're doing it only because of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, even though after the whole b'chanuni nabazayis, and the person coming and saying, I'm doing all of the mitzvahs, I was mevar my meiser, hashkifa mimayin kodshecha min hashamayim, I have a recht, I have a right to ask for schar. The Torah is being megala, there's a higher level. There's a level of, even though I allow you to do it, but vasisoysa b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, do the mitzvah for no other reason but then the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded. And that's the Hemshech HaPsukim. This pasuk is a continuation. It's an addendum to Vidui Maestros, where the Torah said, you could daven hashkifa mimayin kodshecha. I want to share with you something I shtaltzu many years ago, and I think it's a meridika ha'ara and a schus that we could all employ for the Yom HaDin. Rav Meir Simcha is telling us that the yisayid of hashkifa mimayin kodshecha, the right to ask for schar, is because it's a Vidui Maestros is Aser B'Shvil Shetis Asher. We have a right to ask. Now Chazal tell us, any time it says Hashkifa Vayashkef, Holkal Hashkafa, that it says in the Torah, is always L'ra, by Stoim, by Eim Sisra, it's always L'ra. And over here, the Hashkifa is L'Toiva. So the Medrash tells us, Kal Hashkifa L'ra Achutz Mimat Nasaniyim, it's referring to this case of Vidui Maestros. It switches around the anger of Hashkifa into Rachmanis. So why punktir? Why punkt this mitzvah? Why by Vidui Maestros? So I wanted to say like this. I'll say it very bekitzer. If you look in the Siddur Hagra, Isha Yisrael, in the Psicha Letfilas Rosh Hashanah, we might have said this. There's a vart here. I'm not even sure who exactly it's from. But they say that, he asked the question, L'chay Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin, our entire Parnasa, our entire Gezunt, the next year is Tullianus Day. You would think that we would spend the day Pashat asking and begging the Rabbeinu Shalom for all of our needs. You would think perhaps, I would say, maybe we should even daven a regular Shemon Esrei. Mamash, all the Tzrachim that we need are there, Baruch Aleinu, Rafeinu, Atochinen, so on and so forth. And yet, that's not what it is. Kadmeinenu were misaken, that All we daven, at least, again, you could ask their personal bakashas, but in the tvila kvua that they are mesakein, it's all about kabbat hashchina, malicha kolalim kulei b'chveidecha, so on and so forth. Chay, what's going on? What's going to be with our yeim adin, our personal yeim adin? So he says that Chazal tell us, as a Zayir, I think, the Rabban Hashem says, you know, a dog comes and is always asking, give me more, give me more, give me more. And the Rabban Hashem says, if people come and just ask, give me more, give me more, and they're never worried about me and my covet and my shame, Rabban Hashem says, that's like a dog. You know, you're so worried about yourself. So says over here in the Siddur Hagra, the Chazal didn't want there to be such a kitchug on Klal Yisrael. So therefore they dafka made a tefillah, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, all about the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mamish kvayit shamayim gili shchina. It's all about the Rabbeinu Shalom. And you're going to say, what's going to be with our personal Yom Adin? So he says, that basically we're telling the Rabbeinu Shalom, Bukadam Aymer, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Harbe Yesh Lonu Levakesh Al Nafshein, we have so much to ask for ourselves. Val Nige Leibov Kalish Vish Kilev Yedea Maras Nafshei, Kitzor Chiamcha Merubim, Rak Kol Zein Eshov Elonu Bezachreinu Zkvay Chimcha Mechula Bagoyim, but we're willing to put aside our needs for your needs, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'yeda Kol Pol. And he says, if a person is able to focus on Kvayit Shamayim, and he says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I don't care what happens to me, Yavar Alav Masha Yavar, whatever happens to me, I'm giving it up. I'm giving up my opportunity to daven for myself, I'm going to daven for you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He says, that's the greatest chus in the Yom HaDin. It's the greatest chus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, you don't have to worry, I'll take care of you. It's a gedder of a mispala chaveru v'utzarech loisadavar unanetchila. This is an insight. When you have an opportunity to daven for someone else, or to daven for yourself, and you give up your tefillah for him, you're nanetchila. Why? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom says you never lose by giving up for someone else. If you're going to give up from your own, you're going to be selfless to daven for someone else, I'll take care of you too. And the Siddur Agra is telling us, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the reason we daven all about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and we don't have any tefillah kvua for personal bakashas, even if we're allowed to fit them in, and allowed to daven for them. But the ikar tefillah is for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because we're saying, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, yes, today is the Yom HaDin, it's an Eis Ratzon, everything is tully in today, I'm giving it up. I'm giving it up, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, for you. There's no greater schus on the Yom HaDin. It's the greatest chos. Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're willing to give up your ace ratzon for me. It's mamash an akeda. We're giving it up for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why the tefillahs are all about kvayit shamayim. So I wanted to say, over here by Vidui Maitzras, according to the Meshech Chachma, the person comes and says, Asisi kechal asher tzivisani. We just learned recently the Gemara in Yerushalmi and Chal, I think it is, where it talks about, Asisi kechal asher tzivisani, Mamish, according to one man d'Amar, it's not just referring to Videi Maitzras. Any Avera that a person had, a small Avera, a small, tiny Avera, he can't say this. Tzitzi k'chol asher tzivisani. So this person's Mamish at Tzadik Yisayid Olam here. He did everything he could say, Tzitzi k'chol asher tzivisani. And on that, Dr. Meir Simcha, he has the right to ask for schar from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why? Because Videi Maitzras, you have a right. Aser b'shul shatis asher. B'chanunina b'zois. You could say, Asinu mashe gozart aleinu. Asay ata. Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You can imagine the Eis Ratzon. This person now could just lay it out in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But what does he do? Does he ask for himself? No. Hashkifa mein kodshcha min ha-shamayim v'rachasamcha Yisrael. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in this Eis Ratzon, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Bring bracha to them. When a person gives up his Eis Ratzon, that he's able to ask from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam anything for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for somebody else, that is the greatest chus. You know what that does to Vayashkev, to Hashkifa? It takes the Midas Harayges and turns it to Rachamim. When a person is selfless, it brings midas harachmanis. When a person gives up from their own opportunity for others, it brings rachamim. When you daven for someone else on Rosh Hashanah, it brings rachamim. When you daven for Klal Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, it brings rachamim. When you daven for the Rebbeinu Shalom on Rosh Hashanah, it brings rachamim. It doesn't mean you can't ask for personal bakashas. But every moment is precious of Rosh Hashanah and the Seder. May Tshuva and Yom Kippur, Yom HaSlichus coming up soon. If a person takes out some of that time and says, you know what? I'm not thinking about myself in this moment. I'm going to use this Eis Ratzon for my friend, for my neighbor, for Gantz Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael. As he said, Tzarchei Amcha Merubim, we have so much that we need. If we're willing to give up a little bit of our Eis Ratzon for others, for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that brings a shefa of rachamim. That's mahapech, the midas harayges, to midas harachmanas. That's why Dafka over here, by this hashkifa, is it switched around, because this person who has a recht from the Rabbeinu Shalom, even though Rav Meir Simcha says in his Derech Tzachos there's a higher level, but Lamais Rabbeinu Shalom says you could do it of a chanunin abazois. Asinu ma shegazarta aleinu asei atoy, you have a right to ask. He gives up that he could ask for anything. He gives it up for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, for the Rabbeinu Shalom. That brings a midas harachamim. That is something every one of us could use. We need so much Rachmanis. Klal Yisrael needs Rachmanis. Eretz Yisrael needs Rachmanis. We need the Geula. We need Kavod Shamayim. Let's think about that as we approach the Yemei Hadin V'Harachamim. How we could turn the Roiges that we've experienced over the last year, turn it into major, major Rachmanis. The Achdus that Klal Yisrael has over the last year. Let's continue it. And with that, if we daven for each other, we daven for Klal Yisrael, we daven for the Rabbeinu Shalom, we can bring that rachamim. Bez Hashem, bring the Gula Shlema, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen. Kol tov, everyone.